And now from Treasure Island Oldies.com, here's the rock and roll news for the week of July 10th. This week in 1989, the Monkees received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and all four of the band attended the ceremony. Kenny Rogers left the New Christy Minstrels this week in 1967, and the following day, he helped form the First Edition. The movie Go, Johnny, Go! With Jimmy Clanton and Chuck Berry, along with performances by Ritchie Valens, Eddie Cochran, and Jackie Wilson, opened this week in 1959. The very first Rolling Stones concert took place at the Marquee Club in London in 1962. In fact, Charlie Watts and Bill Wyman weren't even members of the group at that point. Frankie Lyman, the Everly Brothers, and Connie Francis starred on Alan Freed's first official Big Beat TV show in 1957. It had had two previous test runs. Buddy Holly nearly died trying to swim across a lake in Rhinelander, Wisconsin this week in 1958 while he was on tour in that area. Production began on Fabian's movie Hound Dog Man that also starred Dodie Stevens this week in 1959. A historic event this week in 1962, the Telstar communications satellite was launched. The Everly Brothers split up on stage during a fight they had at Knott's Berry Farm in Buena Park, California, this week in 1973. In 1958, John Lennon's mother, Julia, was struck by a car and killed. Gladys Knight won Ted Mack's Amateur Hour in 1952 this week, and the first prize was a whopping $2,000. Harry Chapin was killed in an auto accident on Long Island Expressway in New York this week in 1981. Cream formed in 1966. Kenny Loggins and Jim Messina split up this week in 1976. The very first stage performance of Jesus Christ Superstar happened this week in Pittsburgh in 1971. In 2007, Rod Stewart received the Commander of the Order of the British Empire Medal from Prince Charles, and the ceremony took place at Buckingham Palace in London. Filming began on the movie Viva Las Vegas with Elvis Presley and Anne Margaret this week in 1963. The Live Aid concerts took place in Philadelphia and London this week in 1985. New Orleans named its suburban airport after Louis Armstrong this week in 2001. In 2008, Beatles producer George Martin was honored by the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences as the most successful producer of all time. In the studio, the Hughes Corporation recorded Rock the Boat in 1973. Floyd Kramer cut Last Date in 1960. The Supremes recorded Come See About Me in 64. The Beach Boys cut Sloop John B in 65. Coasters recorded Poison Ivy this week in 1959, and the Beach Boys were in the studio again, but this week in 1963 in My Room, the song they recorded. Birthdays: Arlo Guthrie is 69, Ian Whitcomb, 75, Sandy Stewart turned 79, Jumpin' Gene Simmons, born this week in 1937. Diane Renee is 71, Roger McGuinn from The Byrds, 74, Cheech Marin from Cheech and Chong is 70, Jay Uzzell, lead singer for the Corsairs, is 74. Thurston Harris, born this week in 1930. Tab Hunter is 85. Peter Brown, 63. Myra Brown is now 71. Christine McVie from Fleetwood Mac is 73. Walter Egan is 68. Barbara Cowsill from the Cowsills, born this week in 1928. Linda Ronstadt is 70. H.P. Barnum, producer of the OJs and Fifth Dimension, is 81. Alicia Bridges is 63. Desmond Decker, born this week in 1942. And Denise LaSalle is 77. And from TreasureIslandOldies.com, that's your rock and roll news for the week of July 10th. For any late breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at TreasureIslandOldies.com and then click blog. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.